Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guests, Audrey and Bob Meissner, could have been a statistic. I'm speaking to people that are on the verge of being a statistic. You either have a wife that's left you, a husband that has left you for someone else, or just left you because they don't like you anymore, they don't love you anymore, or you have a dead marriage, or you have one of both parties committing adultery. We're surrounded, we're just besieged with television and the internet that says it's okay. Even those that are raised Christians, I mean, it's unbelievable, Audrey and Bob Meissner, that it could happen to you. I mean, you were a classic Christian couple. You're involved in media. You're pastoring a church. You had a relationship with God. You loved one another. But it happened. And when it happened, Audrey, you had a sexual relationship with a member of the church. You immediately came to your senses. You had so much shame. You got down on your knees and you confessed to your husband, Bob, what you had done. He really didn't know how to handle it. I mean, no one knows how to handle it when something like this happens to them. He called a friend who was a counselor. He gave him some advice. But then shortly thereafter, it gets more complex. You find out, Audrey, that you're pregnant. Did you immediately tell Bob, or what did you do?
We were together in the doctor's office. I had told him 2 weeks previously about the adultery, and we were getting the help that we needed, and we knew we were going to be okay, but we were in a tremendous amount of pain. And I'll tell you, when I told Bob about the affair, I didn't think I could face my future. But Sid, when I found out I was carrying a baby, I really didn't think I could face my life, because I've got these three precious children that are 10, 12, and 15 years old. And I am now impregnated by a man that's biracial, and this baby will not look like the other kids. And I really didn't think I had any hope of ever having a laughing again or ever having a happy memory. And most of all, the enemy quickly came and said, your kids are going to be messed up. You are disqualified from ever helping people in ministry again. You are an adulteress. And when the accusations were very strong in my ear. And when Bob and I were together and walking out of that doctor's office, you know, the first thing that came out of that doctor's mouth was, the pregnancy test came back positive, and he must have seen the look on our faces. And he said, would you like to continue this pregnancy? And it was my husband, Bob, that rose up and said, yes, we are. And I found a strength in Bob that I didn't even know was there, because I had lost all hope for the rest of our life. But Bob said yes. But you know what? I went home, and the fear and the extreme desperation caused me to make a phone call to an abortion clinic. And you know, I don't believe in abortion, but I'll tell you, I understand the desperation that leads one to get one, because the fear in me said I would never get through this. I would never get over this. And during that phone call, the person told me that they would send me 10 pills in the mail anonymously, and I just needed to take one pill every week for 10 weeks, and my problem would be gone. And I think, isn't it like the enemy?
But before this happened to you, Audrey, would you have ever thought it possible that you would consider an abortion?
No, because I love my kids. I love my babies. I'm a mom. You know, I would never consider an abortion. But Sid, the fear is so real that you can't face it. I decided, I hung up that phone and I dropped to my knees and repented. I said, Jesus, I know that two wrongs don't make a right. And I know that even when, you know, David took an innocent life after getting Bathsheba pregnant. He killed Uriah, that, you know, that you were displeased with him because he did that. And I said, I had just read that scripture that morning. I said, I don't want that. I said, but then I just begged God for a miscarriage. I even remember praying, God, if you really love me, you will take this from me because I can't do this. And I think now, 11 years later, I can see a different picture because God did not answer that prayer. Because in essence, what I was asking him for was for him to evacuate me out of my circumstances. And I think so many of us do that because of our desperation. Just send me, you know, evacuate me out of what I'm in right now. But God said to me, because I love you, I'm going to walk with you every single moment of every day and of every month and the next month. And we're not going to evacuate you out, but I am going to walk with you through. And
okay, but Bob, let's be practical. You're a pastor. You have now lost your career. Did you have a lot of savings?
No, not at all.
No savings. So what do you do? What did you do? You decided to have counseling. You decided to embrace the child from the adulterous affair. You decided that you were going to work on your marriage. So what did you do?
Yeah. When Audrey and I were first married, my father gave me a phone call, and he says, Bob, I thought you should hear this from me. He says, I'm leaving your mom. I did not want to make that phone call to my kids. And I was going to fight for my marriage. I know the pains of divorce. I know the tragedy that it causes in families. And it was like, God, you can do this. Either you're my redeemer or you're not. I don't want to just get by. I don't want to just hold on for my children, but I want a 10 out of 10 marriage. I want the best marriage imaginable. And so I was willing to sacrifice everything. We sold our home, we resigned our positions, and we moved to a place of rescue where we would get help because I believe that my Redeemer lives.
So you just picked up and you moved to where?
We left Winnipeg, Canada, and we moved to Phoenix, Arizona. My father lives here, and I wanted my kids to be near family or near a grandparent.
They did
so
know.
That's where we came. They did not know what we were going through at this time.
And we left with no job, no hope for a job. We just put all our belongings into a moving truck, and by faith, we just trusted God to take care of us.
And at that point of desperation, what happened to, did God provide?
We arrived in Arizona. I arrived on a Saturday night. We went to church on a Sunday, had dinner with my father on a Sunday night. Monday, I bought a car. Tuesday, I found a house to live in. Wednesday, I moved in, and I went to church Wednesday night. It was day after day after day. Provision of God, provision of God. You see, that's what's supernatural. When you come into an agreement with God's view and opinion, not only of yourself, but of your marriage, of your past, and of your future. You see, God wants to benefit your life. He's not out there trying to punish you, but rather he's trying to get his goodness to you. And we simply need to come into an agreement in that way. And today as we're talking, this was God's rescue plan for our marriage. And I'm telling you, to all of our listeners out there, God has a rescue plan for your marriage. Because Audrey and I were like two people in the middle of the lake drowning. We were no good for each other. We were in so much pain. Our pain was so unique and different from each other. We needed help. We needed to get people around us. Because when you're in trouble, when your children are in trouble, you don't want them running away from home. You want them to run to home. When you're in trouble, the enemy will lie to you and say, oh, you need to just go get away. You just need to go, you know, be by yourself for a while. No, when you're in trouble, you run to the family of God, not away from the family of God.
And you get the help that you need. Like even these DVDs and this book that we're offering just offers the principles and tools of hope and not despair, of supernatural, because, you know, our natural love for each other ran out. We were in too much pain. But that's when God's supernatural love not only provided for us a job and a home, and I mean, it's just incredible, but he also met us in that deep place of pain, and he met us there with an intimacy where we know him in a place of our brokenness like we would never know him otherwise.
Okay, I have two quick questions. Number one, how did your three children take this sudden move?
Yeah.
What effect did it have on them?
Not a problem, simply because we're a family of adventure.
And they didn't know about the pregnancy when we moved.
They didn't know about the pregnancy.
All right, that's number two. What did you decide to do with the child that you're pregnant with, Audrey?
Well, that decision was not up to me. I'll tell you, I would have done anything Bob would have asked, because there were people that were willing to take this baby and adopt this baby, and we did not know what we were capable of. And Bob, I guess that would be your part.
Yeah, the deepest question that I had was, would I be able to love this baby as my own? Being predominant in the Christian world, I had many pastors and leaders come to me and say, Bob, you can't keep this baby. You know, we have people, you can adopt this baby out. And I remember speaking to my pastor and my friend, and he knew the struggle that I had of my inability. The capacity to love was so limited. And he looked at me one day, and he says, Bob, there's a baby on your doorstep. What are you going to do? Are you going to participate with this fatherless generation, or are you going to grow up and become a father to the fatherless?
But once you made the decision to have this baby be yours, in fact, you gave him your name, what effect you had to tell your children is the baby's biracial.
Right. And we did. We had a family get together. We called all the kids together, and we sat down, and Audrey and I were sitting there bawling our eyes out, and the kids were scared out of their minds. But I stood up immediately, and I went over to the bed, and I pulled the large queen-size blanket from the bed, and I covered Audrey from head to foot. I knelt down beside her, and I wrapped my arms around her, and I cried, and I looked deep into my children's eyes, and I said, kids, this is what God does when we make a mistake. He comes to us, and he covers us.
I'm so sorry. We're out of time right now, but I need to get these three DVDs and the book, Your Supernatural Marriage, into your hands for a gift of $40. It's going to transform a dead marriage and make it incredible. It's going to take a good marriage. I mean, there are secrets in this book on the supernatural plane that will revolutionize every area of your life. It doesn't have to be as drastic as Audrey and Bob, but wouldn't you like a supernatural marriage available for a gift of $40? To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.